Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and today is May 26th. I'd like to introduce my other co-host, Jerry Fuller. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm excited about our topic today and our guest. Would you like to introduce our guest today?
I'd love to. We are really fortunate to have again with us Vanessa Bloy, the Director of Public Relations for Windstar Cruises. And welcome, Vanessa. Glad to have you back.
Thank you so much, and it's been wonderful talking about the cruises with you all as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, welcome.
I don't think a lot of people have heard of Windstar Cruises, if not the normal type of cruise. Do you want to spend just a few minutes? I mean, I've been on two of your cruises with Windstar. One of them is in the Caribbean, and the other was in French Polynesia. And the experiences are just so unique and fantastic. Do you want to talk a little bit about the ship? I mean, because they're very different than the normal cruise ship.
Yes. Windstar Cruises operates three sailing yachts, and they're known for their pampering without pretense, the ability to visit the hidden harbors and secluded coves of the world's most treasured destinations. We have two ships that carry 148 guests, and then we have another ship that carries 312 guests, and they're luxurious. We cruise to nearly 50 nations on board those ships and call on about 100 ports throughout the Europe, Caribbean, and Americas.
And talk a little bit more about why your ships are so impressive. I mean, if you're on the dock or and you're in the little places where they pull in and you're on the shore and you see your ship, tell us what really is special about looking at your ship that no other ship has.
Yes, they are officially masted sail yachts. So what that means is that gives them the designation that the vessels have a unique rigging of masts with large white sails. And the sails unfurl in about 2 minutes at the push of a button. So you'll see these billowing white sails off mast. So it's they're large sailing ships, but, you know, that you see out in the distance, but they're also small in that they are much, much smaller than a cruise ship, since they do only carry 148 to 312 guests aboard. And we also, with the ships, offer their luxurious accommodations on board. So we're thought of as a five-star cruise line in the small ship category. So you'll find, you know, teak decks, luxurious staterooms featuring plush mattresses, linens, towels, really special shea butter bath amenities, and incredible dining experience, as well as some technology differences.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I do want to emphasize is you're talking about the sails, but I think even more impressive than the sails is the number of sails. It's just one of the most impressive sights when you see your cruise ships coming along. How many sails masts do they have?
On the Windsurf, which is our largest ship, which carries 312 guests, on that particular one, we have seven triangular self-furling computer-operated sails. Mm-hmm. On the Windstar and the Windspirit, we have six triangular self-furling computer-operated sails.
And when they're operating, I mean, it is a sight that's unbelievable, isn't it? And being on the ship, you think you're on the Bounty or something from the 1800s as far as the experience of wind blowing, and when they turn the engines off and it's under sail by the wind, it is truly a wonderful experience.
Yes. Yes. It's very nice because we try and sail with the sails up probably about 30% to 40% of the time as possible. And that's very unique. You know, we're very environmentally conscious, and we try and sail as much as we can to conserve fuel as well.
Another thing that I really like about your ship is the activity. And you have something on your ship called a fly bridge that makes it very, very unique and exciting. Do you want to talk about the fly bridge just for a moment?
The bridge is is open to guests. We, you know, be an escorted officer through our bridge, and we're able to give them a tour of the navigational devices that we use. A lot of our guests are very interested in how the sails unfurl by a push of the button, so we show them that particular area as well. But it's very nice to be able to, with the amount of passengers on board, like I said, it's a very small, intimate experience that you won't find on any other ship. And it's nice to be able to, you know, if you have a question regarding the nautical terms or some of the features of our ships, we're able to provide that information and show you that in the bridge.
You want to spend a moment about talking about when they get into a cove or an area, what happens then as far as activities, the shore excursions and the water sports, et cetera, options?
Sure. We have a number of different things that guests can do. Some guests are perfectly happy staying aboard. Others like to go out. We have put together a comprehensive shore excursion tablet for the various areas. So we have a lot of shore excursions for each port that we go into in the Caribbean, in Europe, as well as Costa Rica and the Greek Isles. So there's a lot to view if you're interested in shore excursions. We also have a very special water sports platform that we are able to operate. And what that is it's actually off the back of the ship. And depending on if we're able to anchor and if the conditions are perfect for this, we're able to drop down and allow for our water sports equipment to come out and have our guests go and kayak. We have kayaks in there. Our guests can water ski. So we have, as well as ski tubes, so we have some fun water sports activities that they can do right off the back of the ship if the weather and everything else in the other area are permitted.
Another thing that's kind of fun is the dining room and your varied menu.
Yes.
It's very, very interesting. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. We have two different restaurants aboard the Wind Surf, which is our largest ship. We have the restaurant, it's called the restaurant, and then we also have one that's called Degrees. And Degrees is a steakhouse, and it really features, you know, wonderful steaks as well as some other nights, you know, we may do a special Indonesian dinner or a Mediterranean dinner in there. It does take reservations. However, there's no additional charge for that. In our regular restaurant, which we have on all the ships, we serve a wonderful, four-course dinner board, which is just wonderful. What we do is we try and take the flavors of the regions that we visit. So if we're in the Mediterranean, you know, our chef goes out and actually shops in the quaint towns that we visit for fresh produce and ingredients.
That's great.
And as well as fish or anything else that is really indicative of that particular area, and then comes back on board and develops a wonderful dinner for the guests from that. So it's very special because we're able to, you know, being so small, we're able to go out and, you know, be able to pick, you know, the best produce out there, the freshest, you know, things, fruits and vegetables out there that we can, and bring those back and share those with our guests.
That's very unique, you know, compared to most cruise liners out there, probably, you know, that you get the local cuisine and the local produce there. That's great.
Yes.
Let's talk just a minute about the shipboard activities. Because of the ship size, it's very, it's not the normal, like the huge casino and the huge stage for the performers. Do you want to talk about options that they can do in the evenings and the day at sea?
Absolutely. Sure. What we have on board is we do have options on board, but at a smaller scale. We have a smaller casino than you would see on a cruise ship, which is available. We also have what we're kind of known for is kind of being in the forefront of offering, you know, special amenities to our guests. One of those amenities is the internet throughout the ship, along with we have both SoundDock speakers in all the staterooms, and we have Apple iPod Nanos that are preloaded with a custom playlist and are available to check out.
Oh, that's great.
We even have laptops that are available for rent. But we have an enormous CD and DVD library. Our ships are known for their casual elegance. So what we try and do is allow for guests to just enjoy the ship, enjoy sailing versus having, you know, a bunch of activities that they need to participate in. This is more of a relaxation for them. And so, you know, we do offer those types of things, but it's more, you know, based on what they like to do. We have a large yacht club area on board our windsurf vessel, which is kind of the centerpiece of the ship where guests come and they, you know, they might pull out a chess table and play chess or have coffee or an espresso. But it's very much more relaxed. It's more of going outside, looking up at the stars and enjoying the magic of being on a sailing ship.
It must be great to hear the wind, you know, hit the sail too. It's so relaxing probably. And, you know, just on the, you know, when you're outside there. Yeah.
We also have, you know, some very fun spa type, amenities on board. We have spas on each of the ships. And we even have, you know, like you had just mentioned about, you know, enjoying the sails in the yeah. sky at night with the stars.
Right.
We have a massage underneath the stars, which is fun.
Oh, wow.
You can actually book yourself a massage just underneath the stars with champagne and chocolate-covered strawberry. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
It's a very
romantic line.
Yeah.
And,
okay, that's good to know.
We do get quite a few honeymooners on board.
Ooh. All right.
Let me ask you a question, because I imagine some of our listeners might have this question. Because the ships are smaller and because of the number of masts and when you're under sail especially, what are the chances of getting seasick? Are they more than being on a larger ship, for example?
Of being what?
Seasick.
Oh, seasick.
Yeah.
You know, we have stabilizers on the ships. They're actually very, very stable, and we have a number of cruisers that go on our transatlantic voyages, which is from Barbados to Lisbon or St. Thomas to Lisbon, where, you know, we go across the Atlantic Ocean and without any ports of call, 14 days. So, yeah, it's nice because we're able to, you know, we do cruise to kind of the smaller, you know, locations. We are more towards, you know, coastal cruising as well. So we're not really out in the open ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We're more, we stay closer to land. So it is, I feel it's probably a better experience for any of those guests who may feel that, you know, may have a fear of seasickness. This would be a good line for them to go on.
It's really 14 days from the Caribbean to Lisbon. And that's nonstop. Is that right?
It's our Lisbon to, or our Barbados to Lisbon or St. Thomas to Lisbon's about, It's 14 nights. Yep.
Oh,
it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Just take a good book and enjoy the spa and totally relax. What a wonderful idea and concept to take so long to cross. Most of them only do like 5, maybe 10 days at the most.
Yeah,
and that's great, 14.
Yeah, in fact, we have a very loyal following for those particular cruises. We have guests that just go on those particular cruises every year. And so they really look forward to that and just really enjoying the vessel, enjoying, the crew on board. We have a 1-to-2 ratio of guests to crew. So if you're lounging out by the pool, what's nice too is that we also offer frozen sorbet in the afternoons. We offer ice towels. So
my word.
Yeah, it's these nice concepts that we try and offer our guests that really distinguish ourselves from, maybe some of the other liners or, any sort of land-based experience.
Yeah.
Well, I recommended one of our very, very close friends who has two sons, and one was 16 and one was 18, and for them to take one of your cruises. And they were a little bit hesitant at first. The boys thought that they were two boys, teenagers, and they really thought that they wanted something really active, really, the 24-hour disco type of thing, that normal cruises, not an exaggeration, but the normal cruise type experience. And I said, you really ought to go on this. And they came back, and the boys still talk about it. They're in their mid-20s. And they said it's the most fabulous thing they've ever done. And because they were 16 and 18, do you have a suggested minimum age for anyone to go on your cruises?
Well, we do say that, our general demographic for the cruise is a 51-year-old average professional is the typical cruiser on board. We don't have a children's program, we generally say, there's a lot of couples on board as well, lots of couples. So that's kind of the demographic. Honeymooners, wedding is another category that we're thought of a lot. We're thought of as the most romantic cruise line. So I would say, teenagers are, we're of course, always open to whoever would like to come on board. They would probably like to listen to the iPod Nanos that we have on board and do some of the fun activities. But we don't offer a children's program at this time.
They did the Caribbean where every day they spent literally the whole day in the port or in the lagoon or whatever they were. And
yeah.
I think that's what really so they wore themselves out during the water sports and hiking and things. And then basically all they did was basically sleep and eat on the ship. But they just rave about of all the cruises their family has been on, that was the favorite.
Yeah,
but you're absolutely
right.
They were the only teenagers there on the ship. And they said most of the people treated them as their grandchildren. So they said they had a great time.
what's also interesting, too, is we just completed our degrees of difference on board all the ships. So we've added even more upgrades to the vessels, and that's in staterooms. We've done a lot of remodeling to the bathrooms, to the public areas, to the bars and restaurants. We've added a lot more amenities to those that are thought of as 5-star. So, I would just encourage anybody who would like to have and enjoy that 5-star experience to come on board because we just, finished another upgrade and check us out.
That's great. I noticed on your website, windstarcruises.com, that we have listeners from all around the world in all different countries, and you have a lot of offices that people can book in a lot of different countries. That's great. That's wonderful.
Yes, we do. We have general sales agents in all of the European, Latin America, UK, You name it, we've got sales agents that can help out guests who are in those particular areas and book a cruise.
That's great.
One more question I do want to ask, and mainly because of the small size of the ships, is there, and I don't know how to officially technically ask this question, but is there a problem for somebody that's handicapped and maybe in a wheelchair?
I would suggest going on our Windsurf, which is our largest ship. We are equipped on that particular ship with a elevator that's on board.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the best ship for someone who is in a wheelchair.
So other than that, they shouldn't have a problem. Is that right?
We don't have elevators on the other smaller ships.
But if they had other handicaps other than wheelchair, they should be fine on the other ships also. Is that right?
Yes.
Fabulous. Basically, because of your itineraries and the sailing date, you really do the best time of the year for wherever you go, don't you? There's no bad or wrong time or anything like that.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. We try and schedule the particular areas that we visit during the times that are most popular or that our guests suggest that we visit during that time. So we do the Caribbean, December through March. We do Europe starting here in April and going through November. So it's, we try and do that. We also, on one of our ships, we do Costa Rica in the December through March time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And the Greek Isles are always popular for us. We do those typically in the May through September-October time frame.
Fantastic. Well, Vanessa, again, we thank you so much for being on talking about a unique cruise and travel experience. Thank you.
Well,
before we go, would you please tell our visitors how to find us?
Yes.
There?
Yes, we have a website called windstarcruises.com. You can find us there.
That's a great website. I love your photos on the site. It's great.
Thank you. Yes, we have all of our itineraries up there, and you'll probably notice that they're very diverse. So check out our website. You can also contact your travel agent. They can give you information regarding the cruises that we offer.
Okay.
And you can also, give us the call. I do want to mention, too, that on our ships, we do also offer charter. Groups charter our vessels. Companies charter our vessels. So that's another option for anybody out there who does, planning for cruises. We're open to that as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Vanessa.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com